97 was the fastest mail train the South had ever seen. She ran out of New York by the way of Washington, through the line down to New Orleans. I was standing on the mountain one cold and frosty morning, watching the smoke from below. That was coming from the funnel, that black and dusty engine way down upon the high road. It was old 97, the fastest mail train to run the Southern Line. And when she pulled in to Lynchburg, Virginia, she was 47 minutes behind. Steve Brady was the engineer, and a very brave man was he. Oh, there's many brave men that have lost their lives for the railroad company. Oh, when they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, they said, Steve, you're way behind. This is not 38, this is little old 97, you must put her in special time. So Steve Brady, he turned to his black and dusty fireman, said, throw me on a little more coal. And when we get over that wide oak mountain, you can watch my drives roll. Now it's mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, the line on 3 mile grade. It was on that hill that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump he made. Steve come down that hill, maybe 90 miles an hour. His whistle began to scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand upon the throttle and scolded to death by Steve. Now Steve had a wife and also 2 children. Lying at home in bed, when they received the sad message that husband and father was lying in North Danville dead. Now listen, you ladies, let this be a warning. From this time on, now learn, never say harsh words to your true loving husbands. They may leave you and never return.